Welcome to Shaping Shenanigans. I'm Janae.
I'm Caitlin, but you can call me Katie.
And I'm Aria.
And you are tuned into our first episode, so you're going to get to know us, why you guys should stick around, and what this podcast is pretty much all about.
Anyways, so go ahead and tell us about yourself. Like, where are you from? Like, what do you do?
So, I am originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been in Texas. I'm really bad with time. So, I've been in Texas maybe 6-7 years.
No. You've been here longer than that because I've been here.
7-8 then.
There we go. Okay.
Like she said, she's bad at timeline. But the most important thing is that she lives in Texas with us.
I've been here for a while. I'm a Texan. I have a Texan's license, a Texan's license plate. I'm a Texan. Woo! What's a Texan sport? Go Cowboys!
Go Raiders. No, not Raiders. Go Raiders.
Go Mavs! Woo!
All them Dallas teams, Texas teams,
Yes, so I'm originally from Milwaukee. I've been here for 7-8 years, sometime long enough. And I am a BCBA for almost 4 years now. What about you guys?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, wow, for 4 years.
I know, that's crazy,
can't believe
right?
It's been that long.
I know. Actually, when you really think about it, that's crazy.
My renewal is in August.
For 4 years,
too? Yeah. Dang. For like, oh yeah, second cycle. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, second cycle. It's crazy.
So proud of you.
So crazy.
She's the mom of the group.
She is the mom of the group.
I'm the oldest. Yeah. I've been
the
doing
oldest,
this the longest.
The oldest CBA literally trained us from babies.
I got a little offended about that.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
The oldest BCBA? The oldest BCBA out of us.
Out of us.
She has the most experience.
The oldest BCBA of all BCBAs.
To ever live. She's older than Skinner. You know?
That was her best
buzz. That's terrible.
Anyways, like I said, my name is Katie, but my government name is Caitlin. I literally never go by Caitlin, so.
Y'all just got her government, y'all.
It's classified information.
I'm from Texas, born and raised, never left, but I do love to travel. I love to travel and go and try new places and try new things. But yeah, I've been a BCBA for just a little over 2 years and, just recently completed my first recertification cycle. So I'm kind of navigating, continuing education and stuff like that.
2 years?
2 years already. Mm-hmm.
This is so crazy. Okay, guys. I'm Aria, like I said, born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. I've been in Texas for 6 years now. And I'm currently in my first year as a BCBA. So I've been a BCBA since October of 2024. I know. That's what I'm like, dang, 4 years, 2 years. What? Like, all these years have passed by. But yeah. What else? That's really it. I love Texas. I mean, I've been living here. I can't see myself, like, living anywhere else as of now.
I agree with that.
Yeah. When I'm not doing ABA stuff, I am probably couch rotting and getting my life together.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do on the couch?
Rot.
I'm usually listening to jazz. This sounds so like.
Oh, I love a good jazz.
But yeah, listening to jazz and scrolling on my phone, simultaneously watching a YouTube video about crime.
Okay.
That's where my life has been living at least the last 4 weeks, for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I love a good, like, Netflix series, but I'm a creature of habit, and so I really hardly ever start new things. I always rewatch stuff. So right now I'm rewatching Scandal.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is really
so good.
Yeah.
Olivia, that's my girl. But yeah, so usually that's where you can find me. Or I also love to bake, so you can find me in the kitchen. I love to bake. You know, pretty much anything, cookies, cupcakes.
She does it so well. So great. Delicious.
And so that's where I get my fluff. So
that's where I get my fluff.
We're all fluffy.
And then you can also find me hanging out with my two golden doodles, my two little puppy dogs. They take up a majority of my time. But yeah, so that's what I like to do. What do you like to do?
Pretty much the same. I like to be on my couch. Right now I'm rewatching Married to Medicine.
Oh, okay.
From the start, you know. I like a little ratchet TV. Oh. I like drama, as long as it's not in my life.
I know that's right.
Watching old shows, Living Single, Martin. I occasionally do a little true crime. I like reading. So right now I'm reading The Black Candle Lady.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. What is that about?
It is about a family of women who do hoodoo in voodoo.
Okay. Is it a digital book?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had like a family curse or a family secret. So one person from each generation, they pass it on to. So far it's pretty good. And then I just like hanging out with my friends, because y'all are my family here, since I don't have family here. So yeah,
I have family here, but I hang out with my friends more, or my boyfriend's family more than my own. It's kind of sad to say that.
Yeah, no, but I feel that though. I really do.
You know, that's life.
No, for real. Because, like, I mean, you know, they always say, like, it's really cheesy, but, like, you choose, your friends are your chosen family.
For sure.
And so, definitely would choose y'all in every life.
I was just about to say, I would choose y'all 1,000 times over and over again. Yeah. But, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Something I've been binge watching, I actually finished. I binged Too Hard. I rewatched the whole season of Insecure. I mean, the whole series of Insecure. Okay. Start to finish.
And what's that about?
You ain't never watched it?
All types of things. It's like a...
For that to put you on.
Like, because you gotta start it. I will rewatch it with you. Like, I love this show.
I definitely will, too.
Insecure, it's about everything, to be honest. Like, a girl,
friend groups.
Yeah.
So kind of struggle. Like a life.
In their 30s.
Yeah.
Figuring out life.
Literally, like, our era right now.
No, seriously. And I think that's, like, why it kind of... Not like everything that was going on with them like resonated with me, but just like the age range of like just figuring shit out.
Yeah,
all
figuring
of
out
stuff,
your friend
like,
dynamic once you guys are like getting into your different careers and things like that.
Yeah.
Balancing time, like how we were literally just talking about, like, oh, we haven't really talked that that much this week or last week, and life. So,
oh girl, I know that's right.
Yeah,
for
so
sure.
Yeah, but it's a good show.
Okay, I'm
recommend it.
Insecure.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, I won't say like vulgar language, like we're new to that, but like a lot of like explicit scenes.
I feel like more so in the beginning, and I feel like it kind of chilled out towards the end.
What platform is it on?
It's on HBO,
HBO.
Max. Or,
there
I'm sorry, Max.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Usually HBO Max does have like a little bit more risque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, cause some stuff I was rewatching, I was like clenching my imaginary pearls. I was like, oh, I forgot about this.
Oh.
Like, it's a scene where they on a Ferris wheel, and I'm like,
oh yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
I feel like too, the older I get, the more like sex scenes in movies and TV, I'm just like, I didn't need it.
I did it, like,
just let it go.
It was one scene when Lawrence was doing his thing, and I'm like, why do I see your naked ass right now? Like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't need it. But it made for good TV, I guess. But
yeah.
Outside of that, like, literally, I've just been watching. I don't even remember this group, but it's, like, some man on YouTube, and he's just posting murder stories. Mm-hmm. It's kind of dark.
Like, they're, like real life? Or, like, mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, I watched one yesterday, and he was talking about this man in North Carolina, South Carolina, who basically killed 11 women in the span of 4 years, from 1990 to 1994. And, mm-hmm. obviously, the police didn't do nothing. They literally, about everybody that he targeted was from the Taco Bell, and they could not connect the dots. Like, they were all employees or, like, related to someone that worked at that particular location.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
And they were basically looking in the dark with a magnifying glass.
But that sounds about right, though. Like,
especially for the area. Yeah. In that time frame, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, of, like, they was looking, mm-hmm. but they wasn't really looking too hard because it didn't really concern them.
11 women. Hours. 11 women.
Yeah.
In the span of 4 years, mm-hmm. between two states, although they like right by each other,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it was some crazy shit. Then like, yeah, it was crazy. It was just crazy. I was like, okay.
Yeah. This year's been like my like reading era, mm-hmm. and like I've been keeping up with reading one book a month. And my book, I know I'm actually really proud of myself, because especially with like the craziness of like work and balancing work and life and, you know, navigating everything, it can be tough. And sometimes I'm like, oh gosh, I gotta hurry up and finish my book. Like this month, asking if I started my book yet. And it's what, the 20th?
But you've read, how many books you've read already?
5 books.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You know those books you got me for my birthday?
2 years ago?
Shut up.
That was legit 2 years ago.
Every time I have gotten on a flight, I bring one of those books with me.
Yeah.
And close your eyes.
And just don't watch it. I mean, don't watch it. Don't listen to, Lord, what? Don't read it. Don't read it or nothing. Like, I've read the first chapter like 3 times. And I love to read, but I just haven't had like, I don't know. I haven't just had the time to, like, just really dive deep into the books. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read them. Your money has not gone to waste.
Oh, I don't
like, they get read eventually.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And this month I'm reading, it's by an author, Denise Hamilton. We saw her. If you remember her. Anyways, but the book is called Indivisible.
Wait, what's her name?
Oh, I got that
Denise
book.
Denise Hamilton.
I may need to see the face. I'm bad with names.
Basically, it's about how, like, in the like Pledge of Allegiance, it's like, you know, we're indivisible. But and then she like basically like breaks it down and says, "Are we really?" Or and kind of just like, you know, like talks about how like each like culture and each like race has like their like predeceived like notions against others, and so like. Although, like, America likes to claim, like, oh, like, we're, like, undivided. We couldn't be more divided as a nation. And so, like, she's basically, like, talking about, like how to be more, like, accepting of, like, people who are different than you are. But I haven't started it yet. But I do need to get started.
I mean, that's, it sounds like a good read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Look at you, girl. All right.
I'm trying.
Get it, girl.
Go ahead, Katie. I ain't mad at it.
So should we get into how we met each other?
Yes, I think so. I think that's really important.
So yeah. I would say we all met at a ABA center.
Duh.
We're never going to give you like the names of these ABA centers.
No.
But we all were at the same ABA center. I came in as a BCBA my first year. And then they were both techs at the time.
Yeah. Getting those hours.
Yeah, getting, well, I don't even think I was I getting my hours already? I don't think I was even getting my hours yet when you started.
No, I don't think you were.
No.
Really? Oh, no, you weren't.
I think
you...
I just started school.
Yeah.
Well, no, because, actually, you know what? I think I was getting my hours because there was a BCBA that was right before you that ended up moving and quitting, and she was my original, like, supervisor. Mm-hmm. And then I went under my other supervisor, who we won't name names either, but...
we can give nicknames.
Wasn't like we'll have to come up with a nickname with her, but
yeah.
She wasn't the greatest supervisor on the planet, and so Janae kind of took me under her wing, and basically taught me most everything I know as a BCBA.
Oh, they mad,
right? So yeah, I mean, yeah, So I was a student, but a baby student, like freshly started school. Because you started...
It was like, you know, she bad with dates, right? Yeah. It was summer, like it was hot.
Yeah.
Because I was saying, like, when I started, I was pretty much done with my supervision hours. But
you
also
started done.
I was almost done. Well, not almost done. I was like, I would say like halfway through.
Dang,
I was done with my.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, it was definitely summer because
it was
I'm
hot
here in the fall.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I had already
started
been with the
there
company
before I moved here.
But similar to what you said, literally, Janae took me under her wing because I had one BCBA, and I'm not going to say that she was not great, but her heart wasn't in it. And, like, the field of ABA, I feel like if you know...
I'm trying to remember who your supervisor was.
I'll tell you after this.
Okay.
I know.
She knows who it is.
I don't remember. I just remember mine, and we all know how mine was, so...
We're not going to get into all of that, but my...
Maybe that should be an episode, y'all. Supervisors from Hell and how to be a good supervisor.
No, seriously. Let's add it to the list.
Because I really feel like that's, like, a really good, like, resource for, like new students out there, like, looking for a supervisor
for
and
sure.
knowing, like, what to look for in a supervisor and knowing, like, it's okay to, like, advocate for yourself and, like, terminate a contract because I feel like that's something that I should have done and I didn't.
My supervision contract was basically terminated, like, my first go-around. Like, I'm not going to say, like, because I've heard horror stories, but, like, my experience, I was just like, oh, my God. So, by the time I got to Janae, I was basically,
like,
this is an exaggeration, but I'm, like, basically crawling to her on my knees, like,
please
take me,
And I would say, Aria was the first.
Yeah, I was your first.
It was my first. And then I just kept getting more.
And then she told us that she was sick of us. And I'm like, too late.
All the time.
Too late.
All the time. I tell everybody I'm sick of them.
But you're
y'all
great.
Y'all getting on my nerves. Stop asking me questions.
No,
I really love it.
If you had a quote, it would be, y'all getting on my nerves.
No, seriously. Or followed up by,
what do you think?
Yes, I was just about to say,
yes.
What do you think?
What do you think? She was not about to give the answer.
No,
she was not about to give the answer.
I appreciate it, though, because like in the moment, it seems like, you know, like that tough love. It's like, no, you figure it out type of thing. Mm-hmm. But literally, as you continue to grow in the field, in your role, all those things, you do have to figure it out. No one's going to be holding your hand, giving you the answers.
For sure.
So.
And I would say that the way I taught the way I was taught.
Yeah. And it works.
And it shows.
Yeah.
Shout out to my supervisor. I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not, but we still talk, and I love her to death. So.
Tell her to watch our podcast.
I will, for sure.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Yes, tell a friend.
That's how we met, and then we kind of trauma bonded.
Yes, but it's been the best trauma bond.
Through all of that and being there, like, it was really great. I feel like for me, my first year as a BCBA, I won't say I came in feeling like I had it all together, but I know I had a great foundation, so I could kind of be left alone. And then when I did have questions, I knew I can call my mentor and be like, hey, got this. What do you think? Give me feedback. I'm doing this. So I had a lot. You don't realize it until you're going, but I had a lot of freedom there. Everything else was kind of blah, blah, blah. But the freedom was great. But it just got to a point for me where mentally it became draining for me.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
That's how we met. And we've been stuck like glue ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Not going nowhere.
Thanks.
Trauma bonded for life.
Yeah.
Blood in, blood out, homie.
You already know. I have a good question for you guys. How did y'all get into ABA, like, as a whole?
I'll start. Long story short, I started on the career path of, I think for a lot of people, nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, as I took the classes, I was like, oh, you're smart, but maybe you're not as smart as you thought you were.
I think you're smart. I think, because I know exactly what you're talking about, but I don't think it's that you're not smart. I just think that for me, I don't want to speak for you too, but like, don't say you're not smart. I just think it's like that material just wasn't interesting to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And then it was a lot of stuff else like going on. But yeah, long story short, started with nursing, switched, transferred schools, started to go like the occupational therapy route. I did my internship through an OT company that was extremely great. And by way of that mentor, he told me about ABA. So I knew like once I finished my undergrad, I was like, I'm not staying in Memphis. Love Memphis. It's just like not the place for me like to continue to grow and better myself and things of that nature. So yeah, when I was looking for places to stay, Texas was like number one on the list. And I was like, well, where am I going to work? And wanted to get into OT school. I was like, well, let me take a jab at ABA, and literally been here ever since. And yeah. I love it. So yeah, it's been great.
That's so funny. I didn't realize how like similar our stories are.
Yeah, that's how we talk about it.
I know, girl. Let me tell
We're
you.
We're the same person.
No, like legit. Started as a nursing major. Wanted to be a nurse for the longest time, and then started taking the classes and just like realized that it just really wasn't for me. And I think now that I'm looking back, I'm like, I tried so hard to like make it be like what mm-hmm. I wanted to do, and it just was not working out. And so I was like, no, like this is not it. And so ended up switching. And so my undergrad is actually in exercise science.
Me too.
which is, but has nothing to do with what I do now.
Nothing.
But I had a minor in psychology, and I knew I wanted to do something with kids, and so I started with occupational therapy, and was like doing like observations and volunteering and just trying to see like, do I really like this before I like dove in. And then at that time, like they had just switched from a master's to a doctorate program. Yeah. And so to get in was a lot more rigorous. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, I didn't have like the greatest GPA ever, but it also wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
And so I got waitlisted, and I was like, okay, well, maybe this isn't really like what I'm looking for, or the path that I wanted to take. And so in all of that, like I heard about ABA, and I had a friend who was actually in ABA, and she told me about it, and I was like, oh, that sounds like something that I might want to do. And then started researching, and then decided to apply for a BT behavior therapist job. And then once I started that, I was like, I really like this. And then I started like investigating and like learning about like BCBA and like how to do that. And then was like, yeah, I think this is something that I really want to do. And so applied for school, and the rest is history. And now here I am 2 years in. Crazy.
BCBA.
It's great.
Yeah. My journey is nothing like that.
Sure not.
I never wanted to be a nurse. I knew it off the bat. Never wanted to be a nurse. I would truly say I stumbled into this field. I originally wanted to do child psychology. And we used to get like email blasts in college. I had a student job, and I worked in the cafeteria, and I was getting ready to graduate soon. I was like, I can't do this forever. Mm-hmm. So I just replied to the email, checked it out, and I started doing in-home, back home. Loved it. However, it was very repetitive. Mm. So at that time, I was just like, you know, I was still kind of young at the time. I was actually really young at the time. I'm just like...
Around what time frame was this?
Or like the year?
I'm bad with dates.
Okay, well, how old were you?
Was it like...
I was probably like...
I'm such a picturesque person. Like, I have to picture...
Maybe.
Like, was it like 18-year-old Janae? Was it 25-year-old Janae?
No, it's probably like early 20s.
Okay, so like 23-year-old...
21,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay,
young Janae.
Okay. 21.
Very much young Janae.
Ripe adult Janae.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? It was probably like 21 because I remember I used to go out and then wake up and go to work.
Oh, I remember those days.
So it was probably like literally 2021.
Yeah.
But it was like very repetitive. So like it got a little boring. Loved my kids. Loved them so much. They were great. They were amazing. So I tried something else. I went from doing in-home, we were called line staff at the time. Because in Wisconsin, you didn't have to be, like, registered. Yeah. I don't know what it is now, but at that time, we didn't have to be registered behavior techs. And then from there, I went to be a crisis worker. Hated it. Worst job ever. Like, it was very... The thought behind it was great, but it was very, like, what the hell? Yeah. Because I would respond to crisis. I would respond to crisis. So I worked with kids in the system, and they had, like, mental health backgrounds. So I was still in the mental health field.
Okay.
So, like, if they were having a crisis at home or at school, I would go to kind of de-escalate them. But by the time I get there, they either calm down, they done ran from the school, whatever.
Yeah, so how was that supposed to work?
So I would also take them outside of that to work on those coping strategies. Like, it was kind of like big brother, big sister a little bit.
Okay, because I'm thinking,
but I was getting paid for it.
Okay, I got you.
So, like, a lot of times... I would get called to, like, homes and stuff, like, late at night or something. It's like, they're destroying the house, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, talk them through it or whatever and see what was wrong. Take them out for a little bit, calm them down, things like that. Didn't I like that. Mm-hmm. Which is actually really funny. Me and my best friend literally had the same jobs, just different places.
Really?
So we worked at the cafeteria together. Then we both went into ABA, different companies. Uh-huh. Then we both went into crisis work, different companies. So I did that for a year. And then maybe a little more than a year, I moved to Nashville. And I worked in a psych hospital. Love that as well. So I've been in social services and mental health forever. Which that got me back into school. You know how they say birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. It was like everybody was in school. So like the nurses was getting their degrees and the techs were in school for something. I really don't know how I stumbled into becoming a BCBA. Yeah. I don't remember. I just remember applying.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. I stayed there for a little bit, and then I moved to Dallas, where I started at a private, self-owned company, where I got my hours, and I stayed there. I would have stayed there as a BCBA, but COVID hit, couldn't afford me. No, literally, my mentor was like, yeah, we can't afford
honest though.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. She always was like very honest with me about stuff. So that's how I literally just stumbled into it. It was like I've always loved kids, even when I was a kid. Like I remember once I graduated elementary school, my mom would make me go back and volunteer at my elementary school with the kids. It's like I'm still a kid. But it's like I always loved kids, so it was cool. So yeah, this was just a bloop, bloop, bloop. You are.
I feel like a lot of people like fall into ABA.
Yeah.
Not too many. Like, I feel like now people are getting into like where they like learn about it early on. But at first, like I had never knew about ABA until 2018 maybe.
Until I went to school.
Literally, that's me. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I'm glad that now, like, we're getting a little bit more traction and, you know, like, people are starting to learn a little bit more about ABA and, like, what we do. The only thing about now is that with social media, like, there's a lot of, like, negative things that can come out, which we can also talk about that in another episode, too. But, like, just navigating ABA as a whole.
For sure. Yeah. What it is, what it's not.
Yeah.
What it could be.
Yeah.
All those
sure. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was really my journey. Yeah. And now here I am, like almost thriving. 4 years in. Thriving, living a glorious life.
Yes. Love that for you. Love it, love it, love it.
What else should we talk about, guys?
I feel like we should let them know, like, kind of, like, what our podcast is going to be about. And, like, what's our purpose? What's our goal?
Okay. Y'all want me to take this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this podcast is a safe space for BCBAs. I feel like a lot of times there are a lot of spaces where you can learn, like get your CUs, learn technical things, but there's not a lot of spaces where you're actually talking about what's really going on or where you can feel a relief in things that's going on. So this podcast is for this. It's like, we're all friends. So this was literally what I thought of. Because we're all BCBAs, we're constantly texting each other like, oh my God, this happened today, blah, blah, blah. So-and-so did this, this tech did this, this tech was great, this OM, blah, 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 this, that, and third. Yeah. So we want to bring all of that into a podcast just so everybody can know and feel seen of, okay, yeah, I'm experiencing this too. It's okay. It sucks. We get it. But it's okay. Maybe take a little weight and stress off of other BCBAs, newer, older, been doing this for some years, just to know that other people are going through this too.
Right.
And then we kind of want to expand and create a community and start to do like events and things like that where we can network with each other and get to know each other. There's plenty of conferences. It's so awkward going to conferences when you don't know anybody.
For sure.
So, hey, you're going to this conference, I'm going to. So just create a great support system and do fun things, stress relievers. We want to be fun. We will get into some ABA techniques, but we don't want to be too focused on ABA techniques because there's so many podcasts you can find that on. We just want to go into that daily life, you know? Anything else?
Little yap fest here and there.
Yap fest, lots of yapping.
Yeah.
Definitely a community where, you know, people can feel welcome and feel like, especially like whenever you're so caught up like in the day to day of like your work life, you forget about like that you're still a person. And so I feel like it's going to be really important for us to help kind of like facilitate that community of like, we're still human beings on the other end. Like, yes. You should love your job and like love what you do, but also at the same time, like don't forget that you are also a person in yourself.
Yeah.
So
learning how to give yourself grace in the midst of doing all the things as a supervisor. Because it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that they don't tell you about too. So I feel like that we could give insight onto those things as well.
Yeah.
Through this podcast.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's pretty much
what
we want to do.
Yeah. If you like it, check us out.
Like, follow, subscribe.
All the things that the kids
say. Not the kids.
Yeah, so that is us. That's our first episode. Do we want to do true?
I think we should end on a fun thing.
I can't talk, by the way, guys. So
or spell.
Or spell.
We love her though.
I'm okay with that, you know. I'm okay with who I am. Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to do two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry, because I just thought of some.
Okay.
Mine is a little bit of a mix of both.
Okay.
So one is I hate roller coasters.
Okay.
I have been a supervisor and trained 3 trainees to become BCBAs. And then I love to garden.
Are we supposed to guess which one? Or
I think
you?
We should let them guess.
Okay, great.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Roller coasters.
Because I think y'all should already know.
Can we? I just want to insert the picture of something.
Okay.
Thank you. Please do. Please. It's like, what?
Okay, if y'all want pictures of whatever, once y'all guess Janae's lie, I'm going to post a picture.
Go ahead and answer.
I just said it. Like, I just said it. What? Like, we know for a fact If okay, one thing you should know about Janae, that's really what we should have done. One thing you should know about Janae is that she's a scaredy cat.
I am a big baby. That's why I said I hate roller coasters.
Right,
I
you know.
I love roller coasters.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, I heard that wrong.
I hate roller coasters.
Oh, okay. And then the other one was you trained.
Three trainees. I love to garden.
Okay, so I know you love to garden and I know you hate roller coasters, so I would say it's number two, it's your lie.
Yeah, because it's more, right?
It's more than
it's
that.
Way more
Look
than
at
three.
You.
Way more than three.
Yeah, definitely.
In 4 years, that's crazy.
Six?
Like official, or like, or do you include me in there?
I don't include you.
Okay. I mean, we're never really official.
Yeah, like official.
Like official, signed contract and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm her unofficial.
Yeah. You? It's okay. It's much sweeter that way.
Okay, five.
Okay. Yeah. That's really great, though. Like, in this, I'm in awe. That's great.
No, that's really good.
But you include me in that, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I literally said in the beginning you were my first.
Yeah.
Where do I place between the very...
You're number one.
Like, my favorite?
Yes.
Well, you're sitting here, so...
You guys hear that, right?
Favorite, she was not, in fact, her favorite.
You're the most like me. Like, in your skill set and, like, how you go about things. You definitely are me.
Also, as I'm into my role, I also have started to spell like you. I be looking at my messages, I'm like, dang. Edit. But they know
Grammarly
what I mean.
Is your friend, guys.
Yes.
Grammarly. Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Okay.
I'm still thinking of mine.
Okay, I'll go. Because
it must have been my lie. So,
okay.
Let me think.
Okay. Let me see. Well, I already said that. Now I'm like, dang, I can't mean one of my things.
That's okay. All right. Were they listening?
I don't know. Like,
Fact check.
I've been to Hawaii. I have three dogs. And I was born in Fort Worth.
Okay.
I didn't know.
All right. Okay. And see.
So okay. Should we guess your lie?
Do we want to tell you the lie?
Well, we did buy.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
I think mine are lame, though.
They're almost, I mean, the one that we did, that you said earlier was definitely top tier. Like, I LOL'd a little too loud at
well,
that one. I know. It's okay. We can.
That's all right. We're old. We have bad memory.
Yeah, but no, it's okay. But I'm confused because I know which one is the lie, but then I'm also like, dang, I thought you were from another place. Like, in Texas, but I thought...
Oh, well, I was born in that city.
Yeah,
but I'm from another city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When did you, like...
We're dropping names.
I mean, you already said Fort Worth.
Yeah, I was born in Fort Worth, but I grew up in Grand Prairie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I spent the majority of my life, like, probably, like, I was second grade to, like, sophomore year of college. I lived in Grand Prairie, and then I moved to Arlington.
Okay, I got you.
So... Yeah, but I was born physically, born.
Popped out like
popped
that.
Out the womb. Mm. The vagine.
I thought you was about to say something else.
Whoa. Hey, we're safe space here.
This is happy birthday, Katie.
Hey, okay, well, that's a whole other episode.
It's fine. It's fine.
I like tequila.
We know.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Sometimes a little bit too much, so that's okay. Y'all might learn later. It's fine.
It's a good time.
It is.
Tequila Katie is.
But the important part is that I love y'all.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, we know. We know for sure.
We know.
If I didn't know, I knew that night.
Then Marcus was like, she loves y'all. Yeah, that's our girl. Like, we love her too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Memories. Okay, I guess it leaves me. Still don't know.
Okay. That was me. Like, it's yeah.
yeah, this is okay. Two truths and a lie. All right. I have two middle names. My favorite color is yellow, and my dog. My dogs died.
All right, I'm done.
What?
Count me out. This is our first and our last episode, guys. It got dark really fast.
It was the first thing that came to my head. I'm not a good liar. I'm sorry. Oh. So would y'all like to guess which one?
Are you okay? I'm gonna guess that your favorite color is not yellow.
It's not.
Your favorite color is definitely not yellow.
For our very first episode of Shaping Shenanigans. We hope to see you again soon.
Bye.